The Museum de Matériaux Retrouvés, Museum of Rediscovered Items, is located at the intersection of recycled and reappropriated materials in classical art. Upon entering Le Museum, one will find what appears to be a gallery in semi-darkness. In the center of the interior are exercise bikes on stationary stands. Participants mount and pedal, slowly, and the lights and sound flicker and pulse, fast and the flicker becomes so rapid it disappears. Revealed in front of participants in full glory is artwork. A faux Western art history lesson is told through its garbage and detritus. The works in the gallery span the history of art, from a Tibetan mandala to a tapestry made from spent glow sticks, to modern works such as inspirations from Robert Indiana, Mondrian, Modigliani, and Giacometti. Behold Warhol's Campbell's soup cans, Calder's Big Bird, and Andrew Wyeth's Christina's World, among others. These visionary reinterpretations, done mostly by LA-based artists, are made entirely from recycled materials. Le Museum's main building is made from laminated discarded cardboard using close to 20 gallons of glue. Le Museum features daily tours of its brilliant art cache, led by experienced, well-rested, motivated human docent and a bullhorn. At all other times, an automated version of the tour is activated when participants pedal exercise bikes, powering a highly informative factoid tour that details the collection and the works from which they were inspired. This ingeniously fabricated entirely out of recycled materials is the brainchild of Los Angeles-based artist Treyops Trafid, filmmaker Chris Nelson, and their design and assembly team of artists and flighty creative types. From the crew that bought you the curiosity cabinet of the Collective Unconscious and Talk Show Camp, no decaying dinosaurs were